Park and Run. Fourth Bay, they're down about 6:30, just a flash. Right eye. Run, left eye, about 3:30, three quarters of the radius out. Very dim flash. Mark, Ron, left eye, starting at 5 o'clock at a circumference, going to 3 o'clock at about 3/4 diameter, 3/4 radius, I mean, and just a straight line. Left eye, I guess I did. Motor quit. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, I got that here. Okay, stand by. 3, 2, 1. Mark it. Power switch off.
Bob or Stu?
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, to add to today, not last night, but I guess the first night I was in bed, I definitely saw some of these, because I had a hard time going to bed to start with. I saw some of the same peripheral horizon type things you said were not the type of data you're looking for, but I also saw a some sets of the streaks, and probably the one most imposing thing I remember is, and the last one I remember before falling asleep, was the fact that there was a very bright spot that flashed right between my eyes like a very bright headlight, like a train coming at you, only with a flash. It's difficult probably to estimate the frequency of any of those because I was in a sort of a sleep hazy mode.
Roger.
But then as today, I saw some that flashed and lit up the horizon and some that lit up peripherally, and I guess, as you say, that's a different kind of data, but I did see them there and they impressed me.
Okay. We got all that, Gene.
Okay. And it might be interesting to know, I've never seen them before today.
Hey, Gene, we appreciate all the data. We were just trying to make the data fit the curve. You know the old trick.
Okay. I just wanted you to just tell them like we saw them, that's all.
Roger.
I will say one thing, though. No question in my mind, but that they're there. Last trip I took, I guess I just wasn't looking for them or paying any attention to them. Maybe they were there and I ignored them because of other things, but they're there.
Okay, all you flash bugs down there, or flash bulbs, I guess is the word. Frame 50, I just took four pictures to show two on the side and two on the bottom to show the position of the op-med. And one of them, each set was focused on the op-med. The others were focused on the other two, the set was focused on the struts.
Roger, Jack.
And when you got anything else to do, why don't you have somebody predict where the S-4B is? I think I've got her spotted. Behind us and above us. Respect to the Earth and our travel from it.
Fido just went out and shot himself, but we'll get working on it.
Oh, don't worry about it. Shoot, I thought you guys might have an idea off the cuff there.
No, what's humorous on this, Jack, is they've really been working on that S-4B impact point, and they've really been, it's been a real difficult problem for them so far.
I tell you, I bet your Ron could give you a star sighting on it. I looked at it through the monocular and it sure looks like S-4B.
Jack, we're not doubting you at all. We could probably start cranking it right now. Jack, are you all still in the off-med now, are you then?
What's that, what?
Are you all done with the off-med now, Ron?
Yeah, I gotta get it to get the plate to go back down there yet.
Okay, Ron.
Take a plane full off first so I can see what I'm doing.
Roger, just want you to know we've got a real long update coming up to you here on the LOI abort charts and that, and it's gonna be probably a difficult read up. And you're the most familiar with the charts, you probably would want to take them, but whenever you want to take them, they're on charts on page 381, 382. And then the cue card for LOI limits, whenever you want to take them, and it'll be a lengthy one.
Stand by, Bob. Let us get squared away from the op-med, and then we'll get going on that.
No, I don't want to hurry you on. I just want you to know get yourself comfortable and be ready to take them whenever you want them. There, it's going to be a lengthy time, though.
Okay. Hey, Bob, I'm looking at what... what Jack was talking about, and it's definitely not a particle that's nearby, because there is another one I can look at and get a three-dimensional comparison with. It is a bright object, and it's obviously rotating because it's flashing. It's way out in the distance, as I say, because there are particles that are close by, and it's obviously not one of those. It's apparently rotating in a very rhythmic fashion because the flashes come around almost on time. And it's, as we look back at the Earth, it's up at about 11 o'clock, about, maybe 10 or 12 Earth diameters. I don't know whether that does you any good, but there's something out there.
Right, we don't doubt it, Gene, and we might work up a set of gimbal angles or something here. Maybe we could look at it through the optics.
Okay. And I just want to emphasize it's definitely not one of these particles that tends to look like a star out there. It's something physical in the distance.
Hey, Gene, if you can call up a noun 20 so we know the spacecraft attitude, and if you can reference the object you're looking at out of your window with respect to body axis, and let us look at your and give us a mark somehow and give us your noun 20s, we can try and get a tie-in and start locating this object down for you.
Okay, I'm looking at it out the center window, the hatch window, and I'll give you a hack when it crosses the XX axis of the center window, and I guess it's up maybe 45 degrees.
Okay, give us a hack, and we're copying your noun 20s right now, so.
Okay, Jack says pitched up about 30 degrees, but,
No, 45 degrees.
Yeah, he agrees. It's 45 degrees pitched up, and I'll give you a hack when it crosses the XX axis. Okay, mark it. It just crossed through the...
Mark, we got him.
Let's call it the XZ plane of the spacecraft. One unique thing about it, Bob, is that it's got two flashes. As it comes around in rhythmic fashion, you get a very bright flash, and then you get a dull flash. And then it'll come around with a bright flash, and then a dull flash.
That's the side end of the S4B and then the engine bell, Gene. The commander doesn't think that I can see the engine bell on that thing.
Roger, Jack. Is that with the monocular that you're looking at?
He couldn't see the engine bell if he had 10 binoculars.
Okay, I've got the K
Eagle Reef doing now?
Say again, Ron.
And, Gene, where's your blindfold? You got it?